The Okanagan has not always been the most diverse place, but that's changing, especially now as Syrian refugees arrive here to build new lives. And more international students and new immigrants also now call the Okanagan home. And although First Nations have always been here, the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples has not always been smooth. Well, the Central Okanagan School District says it's time to celebrate our differences. And so next week, it's hosting an annual Harmony Day. And it's just released a video to kick off the event. Have a listen.
What's wrong with this world? People beating on each other just because of the different color of their skin, their religion. Culture versus culture, bombs flying, even though being Canadian is about being human. Being ourselves, not knocking people down because they are different. We have to embrace who we are.
That is spoken word artist Haley Harrison. She is a 14-year-old grade 9 student at Rutland Senior Secondary. We're also joined by Leanne Yano. She's the committee chair for the district's Harmony Day Committee. She also works with new international students. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Haley, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about that spoken word poem we just heard. What is it about?
Mostly about accepting each other and who we are. It was mostly written towards, like, families. Like, families are getting more diverse by the day. I've seen, let's just say, an East Indian, a First Nation, and a Chinese woman all in the same family, and I think that's amazing.
Tell us a little bit more about the video itself. What actually happens in it?
What happens in it is there's a whole bunch of different students coming down. Like, we've got the little kids and, like, the people who rule the school, and we're walking towards each other, and it looks like we're getting in this big gang fight, but then we reach out to each other, and we come in this big room and just celebrate our diversity.
Were you always passionate about different cultures and religions?
No. When I was little, I mostly just figured there were white people in the world, but now, like, I realized, as I grew up, I realized there were more people, there were different colors, different religions, and, like, I accept that.
Leanne, tell us a little bit more about Harmony Day. Where did this idea come from?
It actually came from this assistant superintendent, Terry Beaudry, was in Australia on a family vacation, and it happened to be Harmony Day in their schools. And she just loved the idea. And it was at a time 11 years ago in our district where we needed something of that nature. And so she suggested it, and we ran with it. And this is our ninth annual, so it's pretty exciting.
And the main thrust behind it is what? That we reach out to one another, as Haley said?
Yeah, and it's just an opportunity to recognize and respect other individuals, cultures, identities in our community and everywhere in the world.
Do you think this day is especially relevant now? We sort of mentioned off the top Syrian refugees coming in, and it seems as though it is becoming a more diverse place, the Okanagan.
And I think the students in our school district especially are becoming more and more educated on the diversity of their classrooms. And every day in my position that I do, I have new families arriving every day, and we put the students in the new classrooms, and they're getting that opportunity to learn about them and to learn about their traditions and their cultures. And so it really fits in well with Harmony Day.
Today, for instance, I talked to you earlier, you actually had a new Syrian family, some children just today coming in.
Yeah, it seems like we're getting new families from all over the world coming in daily and weekly, and it's been a very busy department the last little while.
I bet it is. Haley, do you think kids your age sort of understand this message in the video? Do they understand diversity day to day?
Most people usually do, but some of the people in our school are still, like, kind of racist. Some of them accept it, some of them don't really. It depends on who you are and what your religion is.
And how do you think you change that? What happens, do you think, to sort of help people understand that differences are to be celebrated?
Well, I heard a really wise person say this: you can't save the world, but we can change it. And I think this video will change it just a bit. It'll help with people's outlook on the world a lot.
And Leanne, when you hear Haley talk, what do you think?
It's exciting. It's really great to hear, especially the middle school and secondary students, just their thoughts and ideas, because they're a lot more open with the community and the world and the news and everything that's going around them. And so it's really exciting to hear that there's, you know, everything that we do makes a little change.
And when you have these new students coming into the classroom from other parts of the world, do you find that people are accepting, the other classmates are accepting of these new kids, and do the new kids feel accepted?
I think so. I know when I go into the classrooms, and I always talk to the classes about, you know, where the students come from and give them a little bit of background as to where they're from, and just to introduce them, and they get really excited and they want to be their buddy and they want to, you know, take them around, especially in the elementary school. So it's a really great opportunity for them.
And so what actually happens next Wednesday on Harmony Day?
So schools all around the community in our district celebrate the day, and it looks very different in every school. So some schools have assemblies, some schools might do classroom activities, they'll share the video is sort of the big part. We always send out resources, so everything from new books like literature that they can read, the librarians may read, or the classroom teachers may read to their students. And it's sort of, they just go with what works with their school, and some of them make dramatizations of the books they read or whatever it might be for their assemblies.
And Haley, what are you most looking forward to next Wednesday?
I have no idea, just everyone coming together, and we usually have an assembly and we watch a couple videos and we have a guest speaker usually. I'm just looking forward to that, seeing what person is coming in this time.
Okay, do you know, Leanne, is it a secret?
No. Actually, I know that we do have an author of one of the books that was a local author of one of the children's books that we've given out, and she is going to be reading at some of the schools.
Okay. Well, Leanne and Haley, thank you very much for dropping in today, and have fun at Harmony Day.
Thank you.
You too.